At the beginning of Perek Lamed, we read about the phenomenon of tshuva. V'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, you will return, you will do tshuva, you will repent, you will get close to Hashem. V'shamata bekolo, you will listen to His voice, kechol asher anochi mitzav chayom, everything that I am commanding you, ata uvanecha, you and your children, b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So this is clearly a reference to tshuva, a return, a spiritual renewal. And then later in the same perek, about 10 psukim later, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we read, ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzav chayom, there is a certain mitzvah which I'm commanding you today. It's a commandment, it's a mitzvah. Lo niflesi mimcha, it's no far from you, v'lo rechokahi, it's not distant, lo b'shamayimhi, it's not in the heavens, etc., etc. It's not clear, however, what exactly is this specific mitzvah that is being referred to here a little bit later on in Perek Lamed. So the Ramban very famously explains that this mitzvah in Perek Yud Aleph is to be understood in the context that we began the chapter with, which was a reference to tshuva. That is to say, says the Ramban, this is the source for the mitzvah of tshuva. If you have done a sin, it's not enough, even though it is obvious, but it's not enough to just stop sinning. Rather, there is a specific requirement, a specific mitzvah, to repent in a certain way, but specifically to repent, mitzvah, to do tshuva. And this is the basis of that mitzvah. The Sephorno, in his commentary on our Parsha, agrees, and other Rishonim as well, such as Rabbeinu Yonah, also cite these psukim as a source for the mitzvah, the obligation to do tshuva. There's a tremendous discussion, however, about the Rambam's position. Does the Rambam agree, disagree? To what extent might he disagree? And the reason that the Rambam is so difficult is because, first of all, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam never counts tshuva as a mitzvah, but rather counts a vidui, verbal confession, as one of the 613 mitzvos. And in that context, just mentions tshuva almost as an afterthought. Moreover, the Rambam never quotes the psukim from our parsha. Secondly, many commentaries note that in the Rambam's section in his Mishneh Torah of Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, right at the outset, the Rambam actually starts off by saying, Ki sheyase tshuva. When you do tshuva, chayav l'hisvados, then you must say vidu, you must do the verbal confession. And here also, this seems to confirm that initial impression that we had, that the only real mitzvah, the only obligation is confession, is vidui. It's just that you only do vidui when you're in the context of doing tshuva. But it doesn't seem to be that there's a mitzvah or an obligation to do tshuva. Just if you do tshuva, then you must verbally confess, you must do vidui in order to avoid being punished. But it doesn't sound like there's actually any mitzvah or obligation to do tshuva. Is that really correct? Is that the impression that we should take from this Rambam? So the answer is, it's a major, major and fascinating debate. A whole group of later commentaries, a bunch of Achronim, feel exactly that. Perhaps most notably the Minchas Chinuch, but this is also echoed in the Sefer Avodas HaMelech, which is a commentary to the Rambam. They all felt that, in the Rambam's understanding, there is no need for the mitzvah of tshuva. The Meshech Chachma as well says this in Parshas Vayelech, in Perek Lamed Aleph, that there's no need for a mitzvah of tshuva. After all, once you've sinned, unfortunately, then of course you have to stop sinning. It's inconceivable that a person could remain in existent state of sin. Obviously, you have to rectify that situation to the best that you can. It must be that way, again, says the Meshech Chachma. We don't reward the sinner by giving him a new mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is stop doing whatever sin you were doing. So all of these commentaries feel very strongly, both logically and within the writing of the Rambam, that in fact there is no mitzvah, there's no separate obligation to do tshuva. Rav Kook, in one of his tshuvos in Mishpat Kohen, perhaps says this beautifully when he says, tshuva is not a mitzvah, but an etzah shel chiba. It is advisable and it is advised by Hashem out of His love. He gave us this as an option because He loves us, but if we want to take it or not, is totally up to us. Alternatively, there are those who disagree, and notably, this disagreement comes from the world of Brisk. Rav Soloveitchik and his father and grandfather, great-grandfather, seem to all agree that, in fact, the Rambam holds that tshuva is a mitzvah. After all, they point out, even the written record in the Rambam is not so simple. It's true that we mentioned some sources that focus on vidui, but they point to a number of other sources in the wording of the Rambam where the focus and emphasis is actually on tshuva itself. Time permits just mentioning one of those, but the Rambam, in his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, in the section known as the Koteret, or the Ramazim, there the Rambam says, in this following 10 chapters, I'm going to list and I'm going to elaborate on a number of mitzvos, and he says, what is the mitzvah I'm going to be elaborating on? Sheyoshuv v'yaaseh vidui. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva and verbally confess. And it's clear that in this formulation, unlike the ones we saw previously, the emphasis and the focus is on doing tshuva per se, not just on the verbal confession. Moreover, in a tshuva drasha published in the work Al HaTshuva, Rav Soloveitchik quoted his great-grandfather and namesake, the Beis HaLevi, as saying that, at least from his perspective, logically, it's just inconceivable. There must be a mitzvah to do tshuva. What some of those other achronim, including the Meshech Chachma, thought was the opposite, Rav Beis HaLevi says, no, it must be that there is a mitzvah. So how do you understand the relationship between tshuva and vidui? So Soloveitchik and his father and family explained there's a difference between the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyam HaMitzvah. There's the physical act that we must do, and in this case, it's the verbal confession, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah. That's not how one fulfills, and that's not the ultimate goal of the Torah. The ultimate goal of the Torah, the real mitzvah, is the healed and improved and repentant heart. And that's the Kiyam HaMitzvah, that's tshuva. But verbally, we express that, and the concrete action that is attached to it is the Maisa. And therefore, in certain texts, the Rambam emphasizes what you must do, and the physical action, in this case, the verbalization, is the vidui. But in that other source which we mentioned, he's talking about the essence of the mitzvah. What's the real mitzvah? The real mitzvah is not just the verbal confession, but the more fundamental tshuva and the corrected and warmed and spiritually improved heart that is supposed to motivate and come with that verbal confession.